Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey, Nelson Auburn! Chicago seemed tired last night. They had cigarettes where they're supposed to be ice. Hey, William Bubba Yeats! Oh, the Irish seemed wired last night. They tried to sell.
Hey, what's happening, Mike Schmidt? Last night at Schmitty's, I decided I'm going to go with that, I think. That's going to be the intro from now on. By the way, can you hear? First of all, I've got to change the name. I'm calling it Last Night at Schmitty's. That was my grand idea. I'm like, you know why? And I explained it on fucking yesterday's episode. But let me tell you this. It doesn't make any sense. I thought about it as a logic puzzle. Because that's what you do when you're driving around and trying to pick up people and make $8. And you're like, my brain is going to go here. Either it's, I'm going to win the Powerball and get $1 billion. And where will I go first? Or how many mistakes have I fucking made already on this new thing? And so there's a lot of that coming, guys. I apologize. I think you can hear it. It sounds like I swallowed the ball from Phantasm. I think there's a chance I swallowed the ball from Phantasm during my sleep time. Please don't think I did it on purpose. I wasn't in some sort of contest. I wasn't being chased by the tall man. I think while I was sleeping, a spider got in my ear and the tickling forced me to go, ah, and then boom, the Phantasm ball went into my throat and turned my uvula into a burst boxing bag. And I call it a boxing bag because apparently I'm very classy. Let me put my pinky in there. A boxing bag. Hey, what happened there, governor? Something happened to your boxing bag? Did the ball from Phantasm tear up your boxing bag? I don't know who this guy is, but he's nice, right? I like bringing him around. You know what? Maybe I do the whole show like that guy. Governor, hello. It's Sean Cullen's fucking English gangster bit. Yo, we'll come over there, right? We'll fucking tell you about him and tear your nose right off your face. Go look up Sean Cullen's gangster bit because it's fucking hysterical. Sean Cullen, I should Google him because I don't know where he is, but that's one of the funniest motherfuckers ever. I mean, I remember seeing him when he was here at the UCB and stuff in the 2000s, man. I fucking loved him. He was so great. He was, I think he's Canadian, and he was just a fucking improv. He's a stand-up, but I mean, he made up his fucking bits. It looked like it was effortless. It was just fucking effortless. It was the complete opposite of what I do as I sit here now coughing blood all over a microphone. He just made it look sweet. And the fucking gangster bit, go find it, the English gangster bit. Now, I got to warn you, there's going to be a lot of water drinking during this episode. What's the best beverage for a throat? I mean, a bad throat, not just a throat. Guys, what's the best beverage to pour down your throat ever? Let's rank beverages now. That's what it's come to. This is the second day of an everyday show. And by the way, I've thought about this. I'm not sure there's going to be a Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to probably put a poll up. I was going to put it on Twitter, but I know nobody will ever fucking see it. So I would probably put it on the Facebook page, even though I know most of you don't use Facebook, because that's one of the biggest regrets or complaints I get from people all the time. Hey, man, you post stuff on Facebook and I never see it. Like, I didn't know a new episode was out. And to that, I say, how are you not constantly clicking refresh on my account? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? What, have you got something better to do? What, are you Googling Sean Cullen's gangster bit and watching that instead? I'm here to tell you, you should be refreshing me at all goddamn times. Click Zoom, click Zoom. Does your computer make a zooming noise when you're refreshing? I don't mean Zoom like the program where you talk to people. I mean like you know what? I had a friend, and not even a friend, he was a dick. He was a guy who booked rooms in South Dakota, Jeff Connor. And I always associate this with him from now on. In the old days, you could like put sounds on your computer. So if you did stuff, it would be like, it would tell you did a bad thing, or like, it would go like, whoop, 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 you know, all that dumb shit. And when you made a mistake on Jeff's computer, it was Curly from the Three Stooges, and he would go, I tried to think, but nothing happens. And so whenever I think of Jeff, obviously he was a dumb fuck because I heard it a billion times as he made mistakes on his computer or so anybody else did. Any of the other fucking junkie comedians who were living in his fucking hotel on the dole, nodding off, drinking cough syrup, and then getting sent to Bemidji to make four people laugh and eat wild rice soup. What a life I've led, folks. I gotta tell you what, am I too close to the microphone? Like, I don't know anything about the tech shit. You know that. But yeah, man, so I try to think, but nothing happens. So like maybe I need to put that on my computer. And like I said, the Zoom noise, but it can't just be like Zoom, because that just, you know, nobody will know what that is. Or like, that's not really a Zoom. That's more of a, of course, right? What's a famous Zoom that we can go? Oh, fuck, I know what we can do. Let's just make my computer, if something bad happens, it'll be Jackie Gleason from The Honeymooners going, bang, Zoom. But we'll cut out the bang, because the bang doesn't fucking mean anything. It'll just be the Zoom, whatever anything happens on my computer. And I, you know what? I want to install that just because I want my computer to actually like open up electronic eyes and roll them before killing itself because I put something from 1911 on the fucking computer as a command. They're going to be like, what the fuck is this? This makes Clippy look modern. Literally makes Clippy look like AI advancements that we had heretofore never thought of and blew our fucking mind. Why would you put a Jackie Gleason sound effect? And you know, why stop at Zoom? Because I could use the bang for something else too. Bang. And then the Zoom. And then the, what else did he say? Baby, you're the greatest, which my computer will say whenever anything good happens, which means I will never hear that phrase from my computer. And how about, and away we go? Cause that's his deal, right? That's the thing that he said all the time. How old is the show that I'm right now? I'm going through the Jackie Gleason catchphrases. Good Christ, what happened to me? Again, second day, it's all falling apart. This is what I've fallen into, a trap where I'm going to talk about Jackie Gleason catchphrases. What was it? And away we go. And you got to have, give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. You got to have that, of course, from Smokey and the Bandit. I wouldn't call that a catchphrase of Jackie Gleason, because Jackie Gleason's one of those dudes, you know, if you look at the 50s, you forget. Like, it happens to me all the time. You know, Martin and Lewis, I'm like, fuck Martin and Lewis. I don't care for either of them. I don't care for Martin. I certainly don't care for Lewis. And I'm ambivalent about and. I have to be truthful. I don't, whatever. Good for you, conjunction, junction. I'm okay with you. I'm on board with and. It does a lot of work for me. But Martin and Lewis, fuck all that. So, I will tell you this. But then they're on my old-time radio sometimes, and I listen, and I'm like, hey, why did I laugh at that? Like, I'm so mad at myself, because I want to be like, this is dumb and old from the 40s, and I couldn't possibly like this. And then you get, aye, Dane, and I'm like, that's kind of funny, right? Just a fucking grown-up guy who's got some sort of mental difficulties, because that's all it was. If you listen to Jerry Lewis, that's what it was. It was like Dean Martin was his cool friend, and then Jerry Lewis was a guy who had fucking autism and just squeaked. And you know what it was? They were like Rain Man, the movie before Rain Man even came out. You got Tom Cruise is all suave like Dean Martin, and Dustin Hoffman's counting fucking matches somewhere. Well, that's how it is with Martin and Lewis. Dean Martin's like, ba-ba-ba-boo, see the pyramids along the Nile. And Lewis is like, aye, Dean, Gus Gerben, whatever the fuck. You know, that's a well-known comedy trope. You got the Of Mice and Men guys. Oh, I guess that's not really a comedy. Now that I think about it, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to go on the record. You guys are going to hear it. I'm going to tell you, and you're going to run with it. Of Mice and Men, not a comedy. It wasn't. Of Mice and Men's got a little John Wick quality in there. Because unfortunately, something gets killed that shouldn't get killed. And then a little later on, something else gets killed that shouldn't get killed. And then even later than that, something else gets killed that probably should be killed, but you're sad when that gets killed. I don't want to blow your mind, and I don't want to give away Of Mice and Men. I've already spoiled all of Jackie Gleason's catchphrases. I've ruined the 40s for all of you. Although I think Of Mice and Men, I'm going to say this right now, 1939. John Steinbeck, Of Mice and Men, 1939. That's what I'm saying right now. And I think it was Lon Chaney and Burgess Meredith, right? I think it was. And then it came out later where it was John Malkovich and Charles Grodin. I don't know who the other guy was. I think Malkovich, again's type, he played He played Lenny. And I don't know who was George in that movie. Because it was George and Lenny and a rabbit and a lady and Curly. Curly was the other, I believe Curly's in that. Or am I transposing Oklahoma's cast with Of Mice and Men? Let me tell you, I'll tell you this. Oklahoma's a lot more interesting if you got fucking George and Lenny from Of Mice and Men in it. Because it's not bad. The wind certainly does come sweeping down the plane. And the waving wheat sure smells sweet. But if you got a guy who shows up and he kills a chick, then you know what? I'm on board with Oklahoma fucking forever. There you go. You know what? Where's fucking Lin-Manuel Miranda on that shit? You want to write some fucking dance 'em up single about a fucking powdered wig idiot? Go ahead and just grab this and fucking turn it into what I just get Oklahoma, some hybrid, and just put the guys from Of Mice and Men in it. I love it. God, look at me, guys. You know, this is what happens in the middle of the night. What time is it? 3:45 a.m. Why is my throat fucked? And all right, so this let me address some things. When I posted that this was going to be a daily thing, very nice people were like. And it made me laugh because they're like, oh man, I know this is an April Fool's thing. Like, and I was, and so I had to go in and go, no, it's not. I promise you, this is going to be a thing. I'm going to be doing shows. And also, I had to say, look, I've disappointed you guys enough. Why would I make some bullshit proclamation where I came in with a fucking, and you ask me a daily show and then ha ha stupids who give me money for doing nothing. Take that. I know, man, it's a fucking daily thing. The only thing is, here's what I've got to learn. There's a lot of changes. All right. So we got the first one out, and, I think I'm safe in saying it got away from us. All right. I don't have a producer. I don't have an editor. I don't have anybody give me a stop or a clapper or the sticks or any of that bullshit. So it's just me yapping into a goddamn microphone until I'm done. And that's cool. Because rarely am I done. That's the problem. But already there are issues with this show. I put out one episode. All right. And clearly you can hear. I think you might be able to hear in my throat. Now, look, my voice sounds amazing. I really like the way it sounds. But I feel like fucking garbage. I don't know what the fuck has happened with my throat. Like I said, I clearly deep throated the phantasm ball or whatever the fuck. And so I've been I think we're going to change the name of the show, because, again, like I said, last night doesn't work because last night we recorded the show. So I would be telling you now that last night at Schmitty's, I recorded the pilot of this episode, and we would talk about the trials and tribulations of recording the pilot, but you already heard those as I recorded the pilot. By the way, this is a big assumption on me, on my end, that you've already listened, because I get people, like some dude just fucking, Mark, our buddy Mark, he's a great listener, and he just listened to my Go Fact Yourself that I did with the fucking hot chick from whatever movie that was, who was like incredibly kind and generous, and who touched my arm, and I still haven't washed it. And held my hand, and I bronzed it. She's terrific. She was just funny and smart, and even better than that, thought I was funny. I think I talked about that here on the podcast. She thought I was funny, and we were backstage, and she's laughing in the green room because I'm making jokes, but not like, because again, I wasn't like, whack, 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 whack. You know, I wasn't fucking Jerry Lewis. I wasn't like Bobby Bittman or whatever the fuck, but I was, you know, I was my usual, erudite, clever, charming self, he says. To convince everybody that that's the case, but it's not. I'm a dork. I'm not a dork. I'm fucking awesome. Anyway, when I would have, let's put it this way, I wasn't joking in the back. I was making wry observations about that. And she would put her opera glass in and monocle and stare at me and be like, oh, you are a delight. And then we went out and had a game. So Mark listened to that and just wrote me. So for me to think that you guys are listening to these as they come out is pretentious, probably, because again, there's so much fucking content that I put out there that people don't listen to. I don't fucking know. So, but anybody who's listening to these every fucking day, good for you. And I will test your patience, because again, like I said to you yesterday, as we talk about me learning this show, I'm learning the show on the job, folks. Clearly, this so far is nothing different from the 40-year-old boy. It's not, except it's coming out every day, and I'm gonna try to make it shorter than that fucking show, because I do not think. That my gullet has a fucking 2-hour show in me every day. Who knows? It could be. Maybe. I got to gargle with some salt. And I will tell you, so, all right, so I don't feel good. And I knew that I wouldn't. The anti-James Brown. I don't feel good. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. I knew that I wouldn't. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I say changing the name because last night at Schmitty's, I always record the show. But I mean, you know me, I take things literally, and I'm like, people are going to be mad at me because I'm doing this, whatever the fuck, so dumb. So I'm not going to really change it, but I think I might change it to Mike Needs a Lozenge. If this continues, if this trend continues, as I look at my laptop now, and it's just covered with blood droplets that are spraying out of my throat as I try to talk to you guys, clearly my throat is just burger. Now, it makes my voice sound fucking great. Like, my vocal cords are shredded. You know, my mouth sounds like it was caught in a saw trap. There was something happened, and there was some sort of spring-loaded device. Like I said, the phantasm ball, whatever you want to call it. So I'm a little under the weather. And I will tell you this. I don't know if I caught something from somebody in the cars. I don't know if it was from doing a show last night so late. Because here's the deal. I will tell you this. This might have happened. I could be under the weather. Because last night I recorded this show, and when I say last night, I started it at whatever the fuck, 4:30, and I wasn't done until, I didn't go to bed until 9 a.m. And then I had to be in the gym at fucking 12:30. So I went to bed at 9, and I'm still a little wired, so I was trying to fall asleep. And in my head, I'm like, you got to cancel the gym. Dude, you got to cancel the gym. Cancel the gym. Send a text. And then in my brain, I'm like, no. The compromise I made with myself is I said, you know what? You can skip cardio. Skip cardio today. That's totally fine. Just get there and bang out iron and then come home and just fall right back into bed. That's what you're going to do, because it's April 1st. You're putting up shows, things are changing, you're turning things around, and so I was excited, and I said, "You know what? Yeah, just you'll get your 3 hours of sleep here and then you'll go to the gym and come home and you'll sleep another 5 or whatever the fuck." So I got up at, you know, I went to bed at like 9. I didn't fall asleep probably till like 9:30. And I fucking woke up at 11:45, and I grabbed my phone and I went into the restroom and I threw water in my face and took 3 aspirin right away. And I looked at my phone and I had a text from my trainer, and he said, "Hey, Mike, is there any chance we can do Wednesday and Friday this week only? Because I have my stomach's been acting up all day." And guys, if I would have been hard, I would have fucked my phone. Because I was so fucking excited. I was so, and I just texted him back in all caps. "Oh my God, yes." I went to bed at fucking 9:15 a.m. and I just got up and saw this, and I think I won the fucking lottery. Good night. And he just laughed. But here's the thing. Now I'm up, and I conditioned, you know, just by getting up, throwing water in my face and stuff. I conditioned myself to where I was like, all right, you go to the gym, just get up and fucking do it. And then I'm awake, and I kind of like pushed through that 5 minutes of don't fucking go, and I got out of bed. So then I was like, just go back to bed, fucking do it. And I took my clothes off and I got back into bed, and then I was up. I could not sleep. I don't know what the fuck happened. I didn't fall to sleep. I set my alarm for 3, and then finally at like 12:45, I reset it for 4, because I'm like, dude, you can't get just 2 hours of sleep. And I set it for 4, but then I woke up at 3:20 and I was wide awake. So I might have had, what the fuck, 4 hours of sleep. So maybe that's why my throat sounds so fucking stupid right now. Because, you know, I talked for 2 hours, and then I slept 4 hours. And then I got up and I had to make a couple of phone calls. So there was more talking. And I didn't have any tea in the house because, you know me, tea's a bag of dirt. So I had to Google it, like the best beverage. Like, they're like, peppermint tea is good for your fucking throat. And I'm like, oh, Christ almighty, I can't fucking, that just sounds awful. It sounds fucking awful. But I'm going to find it. I'm going to do it. So that's a dry cough. So I got whatever. So I was fine. And then, oh, I got to tell you this. I don't check my mail, right? I think I told you this. I check it maybe once a week. And the only reason I do that is because I know the sale papers come on like Thursday. So if there's jamming shit in the mailbox, it's going to be all fucking bent up. So every Monday, I think to myself, you should check the mail. Nah, we'll wait. Because I'm a fucking weirdo. So, yeah, I was like, all right, now today you got to check the mail just because it's Monday, April 1st again. You know what, man? Seizing the day, doing a daily show, getting 2 hours of sleep. These are all good quality behaviors. So I went to check the mail, and on the wall, there's a notice above my mailboxes, and it says, "Attention tenants, on April 1st at midnight, or on April 2nd, we will start paving the parking lot. So April 1st at midnight, all of your vehicles need to be out of there, and anything that you have in your carport also needs to be moved, or else it will be disposed of and thrown away, or your car will be towed. And then we start paving on April 2nd in the morning." And then it said, "You will not be able to park back in your lot until April 7th. Sorry for the inconvenience." Now, Look, I'm all for improving where I live. That's fine. I got nothing. I'm, you know, if you got to do it, you got to do it. And I'm glad somebody's getting some shit paved in this town. Because if you drive in Los Angeles, I, as I've said many times, I hit a pothole so deep, I killed a shark. I mean, it is so fucking bad here. It is crazy. But, maybe you alert the tenants to what the fuck is going on. Maybe you knock on the door, or here's something. Why don't you print out like a piece of paper that says that and stick it in the door so everybody gets a look at it? Don't just put it by the fucking mailbox. Because look, you know me, and you know the never-ending war I have with these fucking people who run this building. Because again, clearly, they don't do a fucking thing. And I don't understand why that's the case. I don't understand how they can get away with it. 3 weeks ago, I need a new screen on my front window because it's got holes in it. And we got mosquitoes in fucking LA now, so they're flying in here and shit. And I want fucking anything to do with it. You know what I found? You know what I got in my house? I killed two of them. Because they looked fucking weird, and I'm like, all right, what the fuck is that thing? So I took a photo, and I had to Google it. They're carpet beetles, and they just fly in, and then they hang out in your house. And they can, if there's enough of them, they can fucking infest your house and eat your fucking carpets and your clothes. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? So I got to keep the window closed. So I sent a note, and I'm like, hey, man, you know, I've got bugs coming to my house, the mosquitoes, and with summer coming, I'm going to open the window, so I need a new screen. And I texted that to the person who manages my building, and I didn't hear anything. She didn't answer for 2 days. And I should tell you this, we have a new website where we have to pay our rent. Like, we don't even have to give her a check. There's not even, like, she doesn't even collect the rent anymore. It's a fucking website. It's electric. So 2 days later, I wrote her and I said, I texted her and I said, is this one of those things I'm supposed to go through the new website for? And 2 hours later, she just wrote, yeah, go through the website. That's it. No, sorry. No, I missed this. No, just go through the website. Like I'm a nuisance. I'm a fucking nuisance to her. And it drives me. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. There's a chance I'm wrong. But now I just think to myself, you know, the parking lot thing, you could have told us, you could have stuck it on the door for fuck's sake. Right. So I go out and drive today and I'm doing stuff. And like I said, I got home here at 2:45 from driving and, I got in the house. And I don't know how it happened. I don't know. Got in, took my shoes off, took shorts off, and I was going to come over here and record the show. And then I looked at my phone, and there was the word April Fools. And in my head, I remembered thinking when I saw that piece of paper above the mailbox, I was like, is that an April Fools joke? Like, what the fuck if that? Maybe that's an April Fools joke about the fucking parking lot. Well, the thing is, I had parked in the parking lot. And I, in my brain, I was like, why is nobody in here? Like, I made that fucking thing in my head. But now I'm in the house. I got my shoes off. I'm ready to record. And then I went, oh, my God, no, no. And now it's a no-win situation. You know what I mean? Because it's either an April Fools joke. Okay. Or now they're paving the parking lot. And I'm, you know, I'm a late night guy. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to be like Sid Caesar in a movie from 1968 with a fucking nightshirt and a sleep cap with my pillow wrapped around my ears going, oh, man. And also, you know what really smells good at 9 o'clock in the morning when you go to bed at 6? Liquid Street. Oh, boy, I can't wait. And don't tell me to close my windows because it's going to bleed right fucking through. And believe me, I have never been more old than I am in telling you about this. Never more. I know I'm an ancient man complaining about this. I understand it. But now it gets worse because now I got to go, you know what? I had to go find a parking spot on the street. And you are never more Travis Bickle in your life than you are when you're looking for street parking at 2:30 in the morning. You're just driving around and anybody who parked wrong or took two spots, you're like, you know what? I'm going to wait outside. I'm going to find them. So in the depths of your black soul, you're like, I'm going to kill this person. I am. I'm going to jimmy the car. I'm going to hide in it. I'm going to fucking garrote him with a piano wire because fuck, because you're driving. You're so mad at 2:30 in the morning. You're just looking and finally, you know, I will tell you my address is, it's 12345. And so I had to park at 12235, which is not bad. Okay. But it's all the way at the end of the street. And then, you know, and then I got to walk in and it's cold. And I know you're like, boo fucking who, man. And I understand that. There's no reason for me to be complaining about this fucking shit. But there's fucking one guy who fixes shit here. That's another thing. Whenever I had to ask him for stuff, poor overworked Carlos in his van with one helper. And it's always a different fucking guy. And he comes in and he's doing the same shit. Like he's cleaning shit out of a toilet in somebody's room. And then he comes here and he paints a wall. And I you know what, I actually learned how you say phew in Spanish. I can tell you that just from Carlos and his fucking getting over himself as he tries to fix shit in my fucking house. And I told you, I'll say stuff to him and he's like, yeah, she no listen when he talks about the new chick. And I'm like, yeah, she no listen. And but I will tell you this, I found a spot, I came in, and I'm sitting here, and if there's a chance, if this is an April Fool's joke, I am going to go out to the pool, grab a Chase lounge, and I am going to throw it through the fucking laundry room window. And I know you're like, that seems extreme, and I don't care. I'm happy to be extreme. That's something I want to do. I think it'll be justified. And any judge in America will listen to me and go, yeah, I can't fucking see. You know, I'll show them the texts. I'll show them the texts where they don't answer me for two fucking days. And be like, yeah, this makes complete sense. I would do the same thing. Because I just, and we used to have a manager here who was a guy named Mario. And he was this old Italian guy. And it was like, you know, fucking Marlon Brando in the garden eating oranges, you know, just sitting on a chair outside in the heat, fanning himself with a straw fucking hat. And he'd have fired these people by now because he died and his daughter got the fucking building. He would have fired these people. He would have replaced them with fucking Mussolini's great grandniece somehow. And that'd get the fucking screens changed on time. I'll tell you that. Jesus fucking Christ. That guy should have never died. He was 99. And I was like, he'll never leave. He'll never go. But now his, and it's like, I can't even bitch about his daughter being like a kid because she's probably 68 or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. This is a true recitation of last night at Schmitty's. I didn't plan on doing this again. I planned on talking about something else. But also I'm thrown about having to change the name possibly. Also got to change the closing music at some point. I don't know if you listened all the way through yesterday, but the closing music, Paul Stanley sent lawyers. I'm shocked by it. I don't know, because I'll tell you what, that's an album that came out in 1978. That is 46 years ago, and somehow Paul Stanley has a team. And I know it's probably a bot or whatever the fuck, and it recognized it. But you know what? The whole study didn't say shit to me, although they might eventually. I had no idea. But here's my favorite part. Paul Stanley sent lawyers about the YouTube clip, and he didn't say, hey, man, you got to change this, or hey, you got to take it down. He just, you ever see those bugs that it's like a parasite that takes over an ant and it makes the ant do what it wants? Like almost like a kaiju where it's like, you know, or a transformer where there's a guy in its head driving it around. That doesn't happen with the Transformers. Who's that happen with? The Mighty Morphin, whatever the fuck. They get guys who live in their heads and drive them around. Well, there's a bug that's kind of like that. He's like a Mighty Morphin fucking power spider, and he can possess, it's either an ant who possesses other bugs or other bugs who possess ants, and they make zombie ants. I think they make like zombie birds. It's fucking crazy, right? Do it again. Like I said yesterday, don't go in the ocean. Don't go in the jungle. Don't go in the rainforest. Stay in your house. And you know what? Because a carpet beetle is no match for me. I can handle a carpet beetle 1-on-3 or whatever the fuck. But I'm sitting here and a fucking zombie parasitic fucking spider comes in and tries to climb into my head. The only thing I will say just before he turns me is I'll say, dude, at least make sure I get to kill the manager of the building. Which we're kidding. Hi, we're having fun. Nobody write anybody, please. Okay, we're joking around. Who knows? I have no idea. There's rules now where everybody, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. We're going to have to phone the authorities that you're threatening to murder. I'm not. So yeah, I don't know. I'm lost. Because I we'll see in the morning what happens. But Paul Stanley sent lawyers, and he's monetizing the clip. That was what my point. He didn't take it down. He took it over. Paul fucking Stanley. He's not fucking around. He's not, you know, he's not like, if there's a fucking dime to be made, if there's a pound, a shilling, a pfennig, a euro, a nickel, or a penny, Paul Stanley's going to swoop in and take it right out of my fucking empty pockets. And good for him. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure I should feel lucky because Gene Simmons would have sent people. There'd be fucking leg breakers here and my knees would be backwards because fucking Gene Simmons doesn't fuck around. He's like, yeah, no, this is not happening. Mike, you've got to take that down. I can't do a Gene Simmons. I want to. Craig Gass is so fucking good with the Gene Simmons. All right. Yeah, I'm going to end this. I know it seems weird and you're mad because now like, yesterday was like 2 hours and it was great and funny. And this is more of a grape session. This is more of just whining about fucking what's going on at my house. But it's 4 in the morning now. And I am I'm beat, and I have a super headache, and I'm flush. I think I have a fever, and I don't know what's up. And so I know you're like, Mike, you got COVID, so I got to go, what, spit in a fucking tube? Isn't that the way that works, right? Or I got to swab. That's how you do it. I got to stick some bullshit in my nose and then fucking put it in a tube and then wait to see a line whether or not I'm pregnant and fuck. And also my tests are fucking, you know, they're 4 years old. So I don't know if I got it or not. Who knows? But we're going to find out. All right. So I didn't change the music yet. So Paul Stanley's going to profit off of this because Paul hasn't turned me into a zombie yet, but I'm a zombie already from having fucking 3 hours of sleep and going out and driving for fucking 8 hours. And then having to go search for a parking spot for fucking 20 minutes outside. God damn it. There's nothing worse. There's no greater waste of your time. I told you, I always think parking's a racket anyway. Like those people who own the lots and stuff and they're like selling you air and you're like, I'm going to cut your hamstrings. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut your hamstrings and you're going to die right over there in B3. But I'll do you a favor. I'll pay for the 2 hours so you bleed out over there in fucking B3, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Nobody uses that anymore. Look at me. That's a quality. You know what? We talked about Martin Lewis, talking about Jackie Gleason. We talked about Sid Caesar. This is the oldest show alive. And this is the old of olds show of shows. And if I said son of a bitch, that's clearly putting me in some sort of, I'm right in the crosshairs for the fucking demographic I'm trying to get. Who is angry that I'm using a 44-year-old clip of Paul Stanley and trying to make sure that he gets the money. Did somebody report me? I got no idea. Who out there has got a fucking hotline to Paul Stanley? Did somebody call him? Is that what it was? You've got a red phone in your fucking den. You're like, Star Child. He picks up. Yes? You're not going to believe this. What is this? Last night at Schmitty's. I'm not going to do, but I just told you how fucked my throat is to the point where it feels warm and liquidy. Like something you would see in Saving Private Ryan. And yet I'm going to do high fucking voices. I'm going to imitate Paul Stanley. Yes. all right. We'll be back to do this tomorrow. It'll be better tomorrow. And also I know you're like, cause let me say this. It got away from me today. All right. Cause I'm mad and I don't feel good. And, I didn't talk about Ghostbusters and I said I was gonna. So tomorrow we will talk about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and perhaps we'll talk about Ghostbusters Afterlife, and perhaps we'll talk about Ghostbusters 1 and 2, and we'll talk about the real Ghostbusters, and we'll talk about Ghostbusters cereal. Let's talk about the whole goddamn universe. What do you say? But tomorrow, because now aspirin and Theraflu and sleep, and I'll be back tomorrow with a lot more Last Night at Schmitty's. And I promise you, it's a work in progress. We're all going to find out exactly what this is going to be together as we move forward. Don't send me hate mail and go, you know what? That second episode was a fucking, you know, it was terrible. I get it. I know. I knew starting a daily thing. Cause I think I even said yesterday when it was on or when I was talking, I said, you know, I can be engaging and charming for 20 minutes a night. Well, unfortunately we're into 30 minutes. So 10 minutes of this is clearly not me being engaging or interesting or funny. But you stuck with it. And that's what matters. We're a team, right? All of us, we're in this together. All right, Last Night at Schmitty's. And for now, could be Mike Needs a Lozenge. could be you know, the Martin and Lewis Jackie Gleason Hour. Let's fucking do that, right? And away we go.